Jivana Ratao, welcome to the Jivana Ratao. Here we are. We're going to raise the flag this morning. We're ready for that? Going to stop a little early to talk and go out and raise our flag and start the new Ratao. So why did Gurudeva give us the Ratao system? So we could have a new color? New wardrobe? If you see Gurudeva in dreams, he's probably wearing the wardrobe of the Ratao. He's very conscious of the colors of the Ratao in his wardrobe. I haven't developed mine yet. But, of course, it wasn't just for the wardrobe. It was to give us a new focus. Because Gurudeva liked variety. He liked things to change. He didn't want the same thing to go on day after day, year after year, decade after decade, in exactly the same way. He liked things to change. It's like always having the same thing for lunch. No, after a while, you like a change. You know, it's nice, but can we change it a little bit? How about a different curry? Change is part of human nature. So, the three Ratao's, Nartana focuses on knowledge, dancing with Shiva, understanding things, deepening our understanding of philosophical principles, deepening our understanding of the religion. Jivana Ratao focuses on living, putting those teachings into our life, refining our actions, being more cultured. And Moksha Ratao focuses on inner realization, which also makes us more cultured. So, to focus on being a more cultured person, Gurudeva wrote Living with Shiva, which tries to bring everything down to earth, shall we say, very practical ways, and the sutras also, which brings it down to earth even more specifically, giving us guidelines to follow. So the whole idea of culture is to refine or not express any crude tendencies, to live in a cultured way. A good example of that is, how do we eat a meal? How a person eats a meal says a lot about their nature. Do they rush into the kitchen and grab something from the fridge and while they're talking on the phone, eat dinner? No, is that a meal? Some people eat like that. So, do we have a prayer first? Do we make sure everybody else is served before we start eating? Those are some cultured ways in which we eat. Are we sitting down in a proper place to eat? And so forth. So, how we eat is a good reflection of if we're letting any crudeness of the instinctive nature. We all have an instinctive nature. It comes along with the physical body, free of charge. We all have an instinctive nature there to control. So simple things like how we eat is a good example of how well we're controlling it, how refined we are, how cultured we are in our actions, because we want to express the superconscious, the soul nature, through our actions, not the instinctive or the intellectual nature. And that's one reason such emphasis is put upon Hindu youth learning skills, learning the kalas, music, dancing, to become more cultured, more refined, to learn how to express ourselves in a sensitive, cultured way and not in a crude way. Simple example, which somehow went in my subconscious mind deeply, is how do we eat a banana? Have you ever thought about that? So, you know, in the West, you just peel the skin off, put the skin down, and munch on the banana, right? Not with Gurudeva. Gurudeva was taught another way when he was in Sri Lanka, so if you ever did that, he would correct you. It obviously went in his subconscious deeply as well. No, you can't do that. You have to break the banana in half before you eat it. Otherwise, you're just eating it as an animal would eat it. You have to break it in half when you eat the banana. cultured way. It seems like a small thing, but it was important to Gurudeva. So I don't think any of the monks ever eat a banana without breaking it in half. If any of them never heard the story, I'm sure you'll start breaking it in half right away. So, one of the stories at the beginning of the karma management talk is about the nutritionist. Remember that? It's someone who's studied nutrition in school for a few years, can get an A on all the tests, knows how all these foods should be combined and what produces this and what produces that, but yet when it comes to the person's own life, eats junk food three times a day. Well, that the knowledge isn't being applied to one's own life. So that's another way of looking at the Jivana Ratau, is it's taking the knowledge we have, both from study of dancing with Shiva and both from inside ourselves, knowledge we've discovered inside ourselves through the tools of merging with Shiva, taking that knowledge and applying it to how we live. The knowledge just in our head isn't enough. It needs to influence how we live, just as the nutritionist knowledge for the person's own life is useless unless it changes the person's diet. It's not enough just to understand something. We need to live it as well in order to receive the full benefits of the knowledge.